Welcome to the Empowerment Zone with Ramona Houston, where we zone in on Black and Brown relations and our journey to empowering our communities.
Thank you for joining the Empowerment Zone. I am your host, Ramona Houston. As you know, I am a big advocate for education, and I do believe that you can learn at any age, and that is indeed my topic today. So today, my guest is my grandmother, Izora Jones of Fort Worth. She turned 94 years old this month, September 2020, and I believe that my grandmother is a model for education in multiple ways. She's a model for education in her own life, and she's a model for what she's done to ensure the education of others. Hey, Grandmommy, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you?
Fine. Thank you for joining me on my podcast. You're a superstar.
All right.
Well, tell me a little bit, tell our audience a little bit about you, where you're from, your profession, and all of that. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I originally from Mahale, Texas. That's 30 miles from Waco, Texas, which is the largest town that I can tell you about. I grew up on the farm. I was 18 years old when I left the farm. That was the year that I finished high school and moved to Fort Worth. And I've been here in Fort Worth, Texas, ever since. I like living in the city, but the country wasn't bad, really. I'm glad that I was raised in the country because I learned a lot about life in the country. I think that which would have carried me on through my life in working, because farm work is hard. And some of the little jobs that I did when I moved to Fort Worth didn't matter with me because I was used to a hard work. So it wasn't a bad thing, to do little odd jobs in Fort Worth. I enjoy it. I worked in cafeterias, cafes, and things like that when I first came to Fort Worth. So, what did you want to know about my life?
Yeah, so in terms of your work, you said you worked odd jobs, and then where did you end up finally in terms of continuous employment?
I went to work for the Fort Worth ISD school in the cafeteria as a manager of the cafeteria for 31 years. I retired 1988 from that type of work. I had been doing odd little things in between that time, studying different things. I studied how to arrange flower arrangements and how to do cake decoration. And during that time that I first started out with learning a few things about cake decoration was at JCPenney's stores. They had a place in the basement of one of the stores in Fort Worth. And I learned to do the basic of decorating cakes. And I liked it so well that I wanted to go farther. So I went to Chicago and studied in Wilson's School of Cake Decoration. That's where I learned how to do wedding cakes, how to stack them in tiers, and do different types of designs on wedding cakes. And from that time on, I started a business of my own in my home. I'm doing cakes. I did cakes for parties for people that knew my family and people that I knew. And from that on, they word of mouth got out and people liked my work and started ordering wedding cakes from me. So I went from there to doing entire weddings, doing the cake and also doing the flowers, the passages and boutonnieres and bouquets for the bride. I worked there for many years. I think I started in 72. And I worked with that type of work, doing cakes and doing weddings for that many years. I believe it was 1972 until 1989, I believe I worked at that work. And then I found out that the junior college that was just about 3 or 4 miles from my house after I retired in 1988, they was had different classes that you could learn more. And so I went out to the college and checked it out. And I found out there was something that I liked. So I joined a class that was doing, they was painting in the class, doing decoration. And I wish you could see the first thing that I kept it in our life at every time I see it. The lady told us to take the canvas and draw a line across it and put something in it. And I drew a line across the canvas and I put a ball or something in it, and I still got it. And it's amazing to what I went from that day up to what I have been doing now. Some of the people, and especially one of my neighbors, came and looked at some of my work. And she said it looked like store-bought stuff.
Yes, I totally agree. You've become an excellent painter at taking these courses. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about, is you participating in all these continuing education programs at your local college, Tarrant County College, which was formerly known as TCJC, Tarrant County Junior College.
Correct.
Yes. And in fact, you said you retired in 1988. And in 2018, the Tarrant County College did a feature on you in their Reach magazine, the school's magazine. Yes. And the name of the feature was called Pursuit of Knowledge, Senior Education Student Takes Lifelong Learning Seriously. And it was written by Kendra Price. And in that article, I just recently reread it, Grandmommy, and it said that you took over, you have taken since 1988, and this was in 2018, that you have taken over 170 courses at TCC, and you still take courses. If it wasn't for COVID, you'd still be going, but can you, and let me also mention this, that the local news channel also did a feature on you, NBC5 KXAS, and they did a feature entitled NBC 5 Izora Jones story. And I'll link both of these, the article and the news story, on the summary of your podcast on my website. But how did you continue taking so many courses? That's just kind of amazing to me.
Really, it's amazing to me too when they told me that. But what I think they did, because each year I would go back to the same class that I had. I can't figure out no other way that they got that instead of, you know, like I did art last semester. Well, I'd go right back and join that same class the following fall. So I guess that's the way they figured it out, that I did that many courses. Otherwise, I don't know.
So what courses have you taken at the college in this continuing education program? And that's one of the reasons it's so important for colleges and universities to be, that's one of the ways that the colleges and universities can be connected to the community, is by offering these continuing education courses. So what all types of classes have you taken in these programs?
Well, I have taken swimming, and I couldn't swim a lick, and they were teaching swimming there, and I, at 64 years old, I got in the pool, and the lady that was going over, what do you call it, she was over the swimming class. And she couldn't take out time, you know, and give me the basics of swimming. So she said, she showed me, she said, lay on your stomach and stretch your arms out, and it'll carry you to the bank. And that's what I did. And then she said, do like a dog do, the paddle, just paddle your hand. And I started doing that, and I started watching the other people swim, and I started doing what they did. And the instructor said, I didn't have time to work with Izora. She learned to switch out to swim herself. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed it. It didn't take me long to learn how to swim, but I wanted to float. I was standing by the banks and watching a lady come by me just floating on her back. I thought, oh, I sure would like to do that. And she said, oh, you'll learn. And it was two guys that were going to teach me how to swim on my back. And every time they were on my back, well, I'd go under the water. So they issued us a book on swimming. And I come home one night with that book, and I looked at that book. I said, I'm going to learn how to swim here. So I read the story about how and what to do. And it said, hold your breath and lay back. And that's what I did. And the next day or two, I was swimming on my back.
So you learned how to swim at 64 years old. Wow.
Yes, I was floating on my back like all the rest of them were.
So in addition to swimming and painting, what other courses have you enjoyed taking there at the college?
Well, I took cake decoration, mm-hmm. flower arrangement. Really, I can't think right now about how many. I've just been busy doing something at the college. So, ever since. Oh, yes, public speaking. Mm-hmm. I took a class at public speaking, and I was telling the lady that was an instructor that I always was nervous when I got up to do something. And so she told me, well, you'll learn how to. And she would give us a subject to make a speech at. And she would call us up and just say, Izora, you get up, you speak on dogs or whatever. And you had to do your own subject. Well, I say dogs, maybe I'd call some names of dogs or whatever could come into my mind. And I got to learn how to stand before a crowd because everybody in the class would have to speak. And I got to learn to stand before the crowd. And I wasn't as nervous as I had, you know, had used to be. Because I told her I wanted to be a public speaker. And so from that time on, I was being called on to do different things in the church. So I was appointed to church secretary. And I had to get up every Sunday morning and do the report from what the class took up doing Sunday school. And I learned to speak before people without being so nervous. So that was one of the things that I got from PCC. This instructor was a, let's see, she was a, I'm trying to think what was her title before she came to the school. But anyway, well, she would have us all speaking in class, and she would judge us and give us a prize or something, like a pencil or something like that, for getting up doing a great job. So I enjoyed that until she moved away to Arizona. And I never did get back into a class like that she had before. But
so, Grandmommy, I can't believe you were afraid of public speaking. You always speaking to us in public.
It's really different than when you're speaking to strangers than it is speaking to your family.
Yes, that's true. That's true. And I know you've taken several types of exercise classes there. I know you've taken, in addition to swimming, Tai Chi and some other programs. So that just shows, I mean, you're still very mobile. You still walk and everything at 94. And those classes really helped out with that, huh?
Well, I think so. We had a class that they were doing exercise, line dancing, and that was very interesting. I always liked to dance, and that's what we would do in one of our exercise classes was line dancing. And then the different other, like you say, Tai Chi.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're in Tai Chi, it's just a little, mostly kind of walking and moving your arms and things. But it don't seem like you're doing so much, but you're getting a whole lot out of it because it you're moving all of your muscles in your body. And I had registered to go back into the art class and also to computer. I had was doing that, and I was go take a class on what do you call it, matting.
Mm-hmm.
Matting and do I have a lots of painting that I wanted to put in frames and all, and I wanted to learn how to do matting, and that's what I started out on. The semester went back to school, and I went to that class one day and come home and got sick and had to go to the hospital for 7 days. So in that period, then this is when the, what do you call it? The
virus.
Pandemic. Hit the town. And when I got out of the hospital, we was told to stay at home, don't go nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, I'm still staying at home, trying to keep safe and keep well.
Yes, that's it. Well, congratulations to you for, you know, continuing to stay active and just learn, teaching us that you can continue to learn no matter what age you are, you know? And
correct.
You've also been a model for education in the lives of other people's lives. I know your two daughters, you were big on them getting an education, and they were actually integration babies. They were one of the first African Americans to desegregate Texas colleges. One of your eldest daughter went to Howard Payne University, my mother, Loretta Jones Houston, and then your youngest daughter, Rita Jones Siebert, attended Texas Tech University.
Correct.
Yes. And then on top of that, many of your grandchildren, as well as your great-grandchildren, attended or are now attending college.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And in fact, three of your seven grandchildren have earned doctorate degrees. I have a PhD. One of my sisters has a doctorate in veterinary medicine, and my cousin, Robin Siebert Meredith, has her doctorate in clinical psychology. So that's quite impressive, Grandmama. You've educated your children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren.
That's correct. I appreciate it so much, though. I think if a person can just if they can just see what goes on in the world, they have an opportunity to get an education, it's very important. Because as you grow older and then retire, you probably have been able to get a good job and you have a good retirement to live on in your old age. So I think education is very important. And any time that a person can get an education, I think they should. It was seven of us in the family. Five girls and two boys, and I was the first one to get a high school education. And also, I did go to TCC for 1 year with courses in business management. So it's very important. If you can get an education, you should do it, because it will help you in your life, get an education.
Yeah, we have really, when I say we, I mean the family, have really taken your advice with that. And in the year 2000, you had four grandchildren who all graduated in the same year. I graduated from the University of Texas at Austin. Cecil, my brother, graduated from Clark Atlanta University in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
And Risa graduated from Piedmont College in Demorest, Georgia. And Robin graduated from Hampton University in Virginia. Wow.
Right.
And I don't know if you remember, but we had a big celebration in Austin for all four of us celebrating our graduations. The family had a big celebration.
Oh, how could I forget that? Yes, ma'am. I really remember that.
And we honored you with an honorary doctorate degree of parental support. Now I'm going to read the certificate that we gave you, or the honorary doctorate degree that we gave you. Family Community College, the Board of Trustees, upon the recommendation of the family, has conferred upon Izora Vivian Jones the degree of Doctor of Parental Support, with all the rights, honors, and privileges thereunto appertaining, witnessed the seal of the college and signature of its only authorized officers herein affixed, given at Austin, Texas, May 19, 2000, signed by Loretta Jones Houston, eldest daughter of the college, and Rita Jones Siebert, youngest daughter of the Board of Trustees. Do you still have that degree? Do you still have your degree?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I had that, and I carried to the church that I previously belonged to. And one of the ladies was listening to me showing it to somebody. She said, oh, I'm gonna read that in the announcement. And so she did. Read that in the announcement and explained to the congregation what it meant. That was good.
Yeah, so I have to start calling you Dr. Grandmommy instead of just calling you Grandmommy.
Yeah, right.
So how did it feel getting your honorary doctorate degree, Grandmommy?
Well, I was surprised. I didn't know what you all was doing and all that. You jumped up and said this and then had me to do a speech. Luckily, I was used to doing those speeches, so I think I did okay.
Well, that's great. That's great. Oh, we were glad to give it to you. You earned it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Doctorate of Parental Support. I know that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I had one of my instructors was over the part of the college that I was attending that she went around telling folks, I serve as a doctor, I serve as a doctor. So some of them got so interested in it. I said, what kind of doctor did you get? Are you honorary? I said, you have to talk to the lady that's saying I'm a doctor. It's fun.
So do you, in our final moments in our interview, do you have any, you turned 94 this month, as I stated, do you have any life advice you would give to our listeners?
Well, you know what, for life advice, and only thing that I could say was to treat everybody right. Love yourself. Treat everybody right. Help when you can. Don't scorn nobody. Just if they make a mistake, help them to correct their mistake. Help them to do something that is worthwhile doing. And just live the life that Jesus would have you to live. All I can say, because I never, as my daddy used to say, I never dreamed that I would live to be 94 years old. And who knows how long you can live. My grandfather on my mother's side, my mother's daddy, it was reported that he was 108 years old when he died. And I looked up the DNA of when he was born, and I come up with 105. So actually he was over 100 years one way or the other.
Yes.
So all I can say is treat everybody right. Do what you can for people. And look to the hills that would come as your help, because all of your help come from the Lord. You can't do nothing without them. A lot of people want to say they don't believe in Jesus. They don't believe this and that. But who wakes you up every morning and starts you on your way? Nobody but Jesus. And I thank God so much every day of what he's done for me and my family. I never leave them out. I thank God for them. We have a prayer line that's we are on every morning. Several of us on the prayer line. And it's very interesting to have to know something like this. People from all around the world. I mean, not just here in Fort Worth, they get on the line sometime and want to pray. So it's great to do good for people. And I thank God for blessing me with the blessing that I stand in need of all the days of my life. And thank you for caring enough about me to do an interview for me, hoping and praying this would help not only my family, but other people that might hear this and see this interview, that it might help them come through their lives.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Grandmommy, for being my guest. It's a delight to have you on today.
You're quite welcome.
Look forward to having you back when you turn 95, if not before then.
Well, I'll be around.
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much. Love you.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
A special thank you to the incredible team of the Empowerment Zone. Terry Ungully, theme song, NADWORKS, digital support, and of course, our featured guest.
If you enjoyed my podcast, please subscribe. We are on all of your favorite podcast platforms. Be sure to rate us on Apple Podcasts too. Thank you for your continued support.